All this week, we're hearing young professionals explain why they've chosen to build their careers and their lives in Vermont, or in some cases, why they've chosen to leave the state. In this installment of Choosing Vermont, we hear from a young woman who loves the natural beauty and small-town feel of southern Vermont, but says it can be an isolating place.
My name is Jenna Pugliese. I'm 32 years old, and I work at Stratton Mountain Resort. I'm the environmental manager, so anything from working with an energy team to working with Efficiency Vermont on projects to, I like to call myself the cheerleader, to just, you know, getting really excited about projects and trying to push them through, and then to things as small as changing light bulbs and making sure things are unplugged. I ended up in Vermont. I don't know if you want to call it bad luck or good. I spent a summer here while I was still in college, just looking for kind of an easy, laid-back summer to enjoy myself before I headed off into the quote-unquote real world, and spent a summer here working at the camp at Stratton and as well as a restaurant, and really fell in love with summer, which is funny working in a ski resort. I think it's really safe. I did like the small town feel of where I was, and I did truly fall in love with my job. It can be really tough. I mean, I work at a resort, so it's very transient. It's very up and down. I think there are some big challenges to having spent so much of my young professional career here. You know, we're catching up to speed, but it seems like we're almost centuries behind sometimes when it comes to technology. I mean, I had a presentation on Monday I was going to give for work and got to the conference room and brought my home laptop and couldn't get it set up. So, thankfully I knew enough to have a hard copy in hand. You know, I don't know that that would fly in a bigger work environment. I am not married. And, you know, people often talk about a dating pool, and I joke and I call it a puddle, and there happens to be a lot of mud in there. It's few and far between. A lot of the population of my age is already married. And unlike a city life where I think it's kind of normal to be single in your early 30s, here I feel a little like a leper almost. I mean, maybe that's a little dramatic, but it definitely isn't the norm. You know, it's tough. It's definitely a tough, tough place. And you hope you get lucky and stumble across the right person or a long distance, or I don't know what the option is. I'm still looking. You know, it's a lonely place to be. You feel isolated. You know, honestly, if I knew a young professional that wanted to move here, I probably wouldn't advise it. It's a tough place to be, and it's a tougher place to be as a young professional on your own. I see a lot of families thriving. There's a community that's built into having children that I don't really understand. I have friends with children, but, you know, play dates and the reliance on transportation of other families and things like that. I think you get your built-in network when you have children that you don't so much when you are single without children. All of the great outdoor things there are to do here are still more fun when you have people to do them with. You know, it's still, again, nice to have people with you and a little less lonely.